Welcome back to the Geekery Podcast. It's episode 24. My name's Scott Coleman.
I'm Aaron Brown.
What?
Seriously? What? We're here for you.
Yeah.
You need to be a little more appreciative.
All right.
That's better. All right.
Word.
Clap,
word.
Bitches.
We control you now.
Yeah. You laugh when we tell you to laugh. You laugh now.
See? Very good. Very good.
All right.
We got them trained already.
Well, we've got some news, guys. We've got some shit going on this week. apparently, our audience is very unappreciative.
We can have laugh tracks now.
Yeah, we can laugh and, oh, man. Shocking.
That is shocking. How could they? How would they?
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
But episode 24, this is actually our 25th total podcast.
It really is, yeah.
It's like a milestone in comic books, 25.
Yeah, that's true.
So we've made it that long.
Close enough.
So we'll be around for a while.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're happy about it. We've got a little news for you this week. Not too much on the comic front, but we've got some stuff.
Definitely, always. There's always cool stuff.
We got a little more news into the Venom movie, and apparently character that I'm super excited about will make an appearance of some sort.
We talked about it, too.
Maybe not necessarily the character Carnage, but maybe the guy who plays him.
Oh, really? You don't think that maybe Carnage will actually appear in it?
They'll do it that way, or if they'll just have Cletus show up. I don't know.
All right.
But I'm pretty excited about it either way, because I think it's going to be awesome.
What makes him different than Venom? Why is he different? Like, why is he red instead of black? Isn't he a symbiote?
Yeah, he's a symbiote just like Venom.
So why is his deal, bro?
There's other ones. He's angry, man. He's pissed.
Oh, he's more angry than Venom?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How do you get more angry than Venom? Venom seems pretty sinister and angry.
Yeah, the symbiote attaches to someone who's just more angry.
I guess I always liked, I talked about the Lizard Man being my Dr. Lizard. What's that guy's name? Dr. Lizard?
Dr. Connors?
Was that the Lizard guy?
Yeah. Yep.
Spider-Man's reptile villain? Right. I liked him and Venom. So.
Venom's awesome.
Yeah, dude. Venom's awesome.
It's going to be a good movie.
Yeah.
And I just like them to see them expand on the Spider-Verse and everything that they're going to do, so.
I really like that they're opening it
up.
There's
so many characters they could bring in. Spider-Gwen, hopefully.
Yep, you're
like,
a big fan of
Spider-Gwen.
There's
rumors that Miles Morales does exist in this world as well.
Who would play Spider-Gwen? Would it be,
it'd have to be some blonde.
Wasn't Emma Stone Gwen in...
Yeah, but they're not going to have her come back and play that same character. It's
different Spider-Verse.
Reboot.
Different Spider-Verse.
Right.
Or is it? Because she's a different universe.
I haven't even thought what blondes could play. Someone young.
Yeah, there'll be someone.
They'll figure it out.
By the time they're ready to do a Spider-Gwen.
If it's like anything else, it's going to be some actress we probably haven't seen
I think
much
it
of.
Should be. To give a
probably
girl
some...
a Spider-Man light, I think that's pretty sweet. We haven't seen that yet, and we've already seen a bunch of Spider-Man movies.
Totally.
So to see a girl in that role would be cool.
But we've just seen like the same version of Spider-Man over and over again.
Yeah,
the
true.
Peter Parker version.
Yeah.
There's so many. There's Ben Reilly, the Scarlet Spider.
He's one of my favorites. I like Ben Reilly. Isn't he from the future or something?
And then there's Spider-Man 2099.
Oh, maybe that's one I'm thinking of.
There's, Spider-Man Noir, Spider-Pig.
Spider-Pig. Oh, from Simpsons?
No, man.
Spider-Pig.
There's really a Spider-Pig in the
there
Spider.
There is?
Yeah. In the Spider-Verse.
Does whatever a Spider-Pig does.
I think 10 days now until it comes out.
Till Spider-Man Homecoming?
Right.
Dude, I can't wait to see that movie. So many good movies this year.
It's going to be amazing.
The only one I've missed is Guardians of the Galaxy.
I'm pumped. Guardians was good, bro.
I know.
You missed it.
I'll see it in the comfort of my living room. Super comfortable.
For $1.50.
Yeah. Or whatever they want to charge me at that time.
Red
no, I'm gonna buy that movie for
sure. You're
going
to buy it?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Blu-ray? You're just going to digital download that?
4K Blu-ray. Whenever I do a stupid voice now, I instantly go Trump, and I don't like that. Like
it's going to be like that for 4 years, bro. Maybe eight. Hopefully not.
I've done that voice so many times now that I can't even do a different stupid voice without going immediately to his. I hate it. I want to move past it.
You got to find something new, bro.
I'm ready to move past it.
You need new a new outlet.
Yeah. I need someone else to pick on.
To vent your voice.
Yeah.
Someone else.
My voice talents. I'm going to become an impersonator.
Who are you going to impersonate? Everyone?
No.
Just cartoon characters?
There's certain people I can't do. It's mostly I'm good at doing people that I, like, spend time with. Like, you know what I mean?
Like your mom? Let's hear your mom. Do it.
I can't do my mom.
Compose yourself. Let's, no way. Let's hear it.
No way. I wouldn't do my mom. I can't do it on the spot either. That's my weakness.
You can do Al.
Yeah, I know, right? You love my Al.
It's pretty good. But
it's hard to do it on the spot, man.
Your Mickey Mouse voice was pretty good.
As a kid, I have... Never mind. I'm not even going to go into this. I've already dug myself too deep into this. I don't even want to go there. But
there was also a video of Tom Holland showing him like working out and doing crazy shit like flips and
he's a young ninja dude, but stuff. He's, and, yeah.
Like, it's for real.
He's in... Yeah, he's Spider-Man. He can handle it.
He's going to be Spider-Man in multiple films.
Mm-hmm. He's supposed to be... He's set to be Spider-Man for a long time. I wouldn't doubt the next decade, dude.
Probably at least 4 or 5, we'll say.
Yeah, he's going to be Spider-Man for a while now. And they won't even let him... I read that he said that they won't even let him... I think it was a Nerdist article. That they won't even let him read the Infinity War script right now because he's so young and they kind of just... He's new to the whole thing still. You know what I mean?
That makes sense, though.
His fame is catching up real fast with him, but they're still kind of like, we're going to hold the reins still.
You don't want to let him know too much with social media at their fingertips.
Mm-hmm. And I think he just turned 21, so he's ready to party. And
oh, is he 21?
I think he just turned 21 is what it said. Yeah.
Sweet. Good for him.
So, yeah, so he's ready to have some fun, so you never know what might happen if he's having too much fun.
Right. Speaking of birthdays, Chandler Riggs just turned 18.
Who's that guy?
He plays Carl on Walking Dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, One-Eyed Carl.
One-Eyed Carl.
Yep.
It's crazy that you watch that kid grow up through the series.
He was probably like 10
yeah, he's when so he little first started. In the first season. Like so or
11
little.
Maybe, who knows?
And then by the right now he's got one eye and badass.
Totally badass.
Badass.
He's probably one of the most badass characters in that show, I think.
He's like, I've seen some shit since I was a boy.
He just, he pretty much grew up in it.
Mm-hmm.
So he's so desensitized
Whereas
to everything.
Rick and all those other people, they knew a world before
mm-hmm.
where they didn't have to grow up with zombies.
It was easier for Carl to cope, I think.
Yeah.
To understand and accept what needed to be done.
Wow.
Anyway.
That's sweet.
What'd you come HBO, with?
I read the HBO's coming out with a Watchmen TV series. And it's supposed to be directed by Damon Lindelof.
I'm not familiar.
Lindelof.
Either way, I'm still not familiar.
Well, anyway, I guess this HBO TV series, like, they've been doing good with Game of Thrones and stuff. And
everything they've done. Entourage.
Yeah.
Even back to, like, Oz. Do you remember?
I never watched Entourage. I never watched a lot of these stuff because I've never had an HBO subscription. So I really haven't even seen Game of Thrones.
You're crazy, man.
I'd like to. It's not that I'm crazy. I just don't have HBO.
You like dragons and stuff?
Love dragons.
There you go.
I love dragons. They're my bag.
Tyler said he'd loan them to you.
Baby.
He says he has all 6 seasons or whatever.
Hell
they
yeah,
are
I'll
now.
Borrow them. He can borrow Coheed and Cambria. Neverender.
You never
and experience ended. The Cohen K.
The Cohen K?
Yeah.
The CNC?
I call him Cohen K. I know him pretty well.
Fuck you.
Nah. But Zack Snyder was supposed to direct the Watchmen TV series, I guess, because he made the 2009 movie, didn't he?
Yep.
He directed that.
Yep.
And he was supposed to carry on, and I don't know if it was supposed to continue with the story, or what was the deal with... If Zack Snyder was to direct this TV series, do you think it would have any relation to his movie, or...?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really familiar. You don't know more about the series? Did it say it was
I really
supposed
don't.
To be
no, there's, there,
prequel? Like,
no, there's
more
not
like
much about it.
More like a before Watchmen?
There's not much about it because Zack Snyder was on board for it and he was going to do it after this whole Justice League business. And he's backed out of that. He's backed out of the Watchmen because of some serious things and his family. And now Damon Lindelof is taking on the Watchmen. So I think we're going to find out more details. There's not a lot out there right now other than that now Zack Snyder's out, this guy's on. And it's still happening.
I don't see them doing a sequel because... They would have to just make stuff up. There's not...
I don't remember what happened at the end of the Watchmen.
Backstory to go off of. Where they could turn all the before Watchmen stories into a series, probably.
Right.
Just weave them all together.
Before all that stuff happened.
Right.
Those comics originally came out in the 80s, right?
86, the first series did. But then in the mid-2000s, DC did the before Watchmen. close to when the movie came out.
So it'd be more along that timeline.
I don't know.
You never know.
We'll see.
Well, it would be
cool. I'm hoping it is.
I like the whole Watchmen movie and the concept of the Watchmen. I think they're awesome. And plus they're tying into DC right now. Like DC Rebirth, we had a whole bunch of episodes where we talked about the button
with Dr. Batman Manhattan. And
Flash.
Yeah.
And now we're having the Doomsday Clock coming up soon. So there's lots of Watchmen out in the air. The times they are changing.
Is that your Bob Dylan, bro?
Yeah. Was that good?
No.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
He sounded more like Tom Petty.
Oh, was that?
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense. I can handle Tom Petty. But yeah, this Damon Lindelof guy who's gonna do this, he worked on Tomorrowland, which I never saw, with George Clooney.
George Clooney.
Lost.
That was a Disney movie, right?
I think so, yeah. I never saw it, but I didn't hear good things, really. See, no. The thing is that all the movies I'm about to say he worked on, I've never seen. So I don't know what that says about it. But
what else has he done?
Doesn't mean that he's not popular. He's done Lost, which was huge as a TV series.
I didn't watch it.
A lot of people loved Lost when it came out.
So many.
It was like The Walking Dead of that time.
It was huge.
Yeah, I was a little boy when that happened. I was just a young buck. He did Star Trek Into Darkness. He worked on that. And World War Z.
You didn't watch World War Z?
I didn't watch World War Z. I'm a big Brad Pitt fan, but
you don't
that was under Angelina Jolie's corruption.
Her tyrant rule.
Right.
Her tyrant rule of Brad Pitt.
And I feel like from what I see in the tabloids, he's finally been relinquished from her grasp and hopefully comes back into the acting world as the Brad Pitt I once knew.
Like talking about
Cool World. Cool World.
We're talking about like Fight Club Brad Pitt?
Fight Club, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
12 Monkeys Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That was so awesome.
Yep. The good ones.
Did you watch? They did a 12 Monkeys series. They started one on Sci-Fi, I think. I didn't watch it either.
The movie was so good with Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis. Like,
he made it good.
They were so
that character.
Two great actors. I mean, I don't know. I kind of felt like a series is even hard to follow up.
Well, they're turning everything to a series now.
Yeah.
It's like stupid.
But that's the thing. You can't just do it with everything.
They're going to make a John Wick series now?
And I've never been into that. Keanu Reeves just...
I love Keanu Reeves, but like, I'm not a huge fan of a lot of the roles he plays.
I like him as Neo.
Him as a person.
And I like him as...
He's just a good dude.
Bill, right? Was he Bill or Ted?
He was Ted, man.
And I like him as Ted.
Theodore Logan.
Ted and Neo. And the dude from... And he was good in Point Blank. Wrong. Yeah. But.
He's no Pauly Shore.
But we'll see. Like I said, I haven't seen really any of those movies, so the HBO, it could be cool.
Of course. If it's going to be on HBO, it's going to be way edgy.
It's probably going to be cool.
Movie quality.
Yeah, it's probably going to be cool. But who knows if I'll even get to see it, bro?
Why?
What, do I got to get an HBO subscription?
Yeah, it's $8 a month.
Yeah, well, my health insurance is more than that. I got to pay that.
Do you even use your health insurance?
I'm going to try to. I'd really like to go to the dentist, get my teeth cleaned. I'm going to go to some foot doctor, apparently, and have him gouge my foot out.
Amputate a toe?
Yeah, I'm going to have him fix my toe, apparently. But there's also a bunch of TV shows announced their return for the fall.
It's going to be a good fall for TV shows.
I love my fall TV
shows.
It's going
to be good.
Because, first of all, they last all the way till summertime. And I love that because I need Family Guy sometimes, and I need The Simpsons, and I need Bob's Burgers, and a lot of other shows.
Those sound all animated to me.
They are. I like cartoons. If at my home or at my house right now, I have the Looney Tunes DVD on my computer right now because that's what I was watching. I love Looney Tunes, man, and I just picked up those Looney Tunes crossovers. I got all of them now.
All of them. How many were there total?
Six. Plus the special. Yep, plus the Superman Bugs Bunny. So I have those, the Hanna-Barbera crossovers with like Johnny Quest and stuff. And I got those. Oh, I got some good ones. I got some really cheesy little kid stuff.
DC's been crossing over with John Edwards.
Yeah.
The biggest douche of the universe.
With John Edwards. We got Gotham's coming back September 28th.
Yeah, Batman.
Gotham. 28th. Give us a whack. Psh.
Batman.
Yeah, so it'll be cool to see Gotham. Here's what I wanted to point out, though. I told you I liked Fish as a character, and in the picture that Gotham released saying that season comes back September, what did I say, 28th, Fish is in the picture. So that means what? She's been killed three times now?
Too many. Like, so many characters have died and come back so many times already.
You can't kill a fish? So, that kind of makes me feel like, what can we expect now from Gotham in the future? Are they just going to do whatever they want now and it's not going to matter? Like, was that three seasons like Arrow and we're done? And we're going to start going crazy? Or are we going to still be the awesome TV show that is different and stands out?
I don't know, man. I just kind of feel bad for these characters because they've already died so many times, and Batman's not even here yet.
It's just a speculation, too. Right?
And once Batman gets here, they're going to die off all the time and come back. It's like, it's got to get exhausting.
Right.
They don't even know what they're up against.
The viewers are going to get exhausted. They're going to be like, ugh.
Well, and the bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
They just die and come back and die and come back. It's got to get old.
How's it significant anymore? So if Fish comes back, it could spell, I mean, despite I really like her character and I wish she wasn't killed off, like, if they wanted to keep her, they shouldn't have killed her off.
What's it spelling?
Did I say something spells?
It could spell?
It could spell out.
Disaster.
Disaster.
Okay.
Right, that's where I was going.
I feel you.
I was on the train of thought there, and I stopped for a second to pick up some more people, and now we're chugging along again.
The disaster will be that she'll be on the show again.
Could be, yeah. It could, no, the disaster, no.
The disaster is in the writing.
Yes. No. Yeah, I really like her character. If they do it right, it could be good, but if they go crazy, then it's just going to bomb. It's
They've already
bomb and
gone
fail.
Crazy with that character.
I guess you're right, yeah.
She goes from being just like a street thug who owns like a brothel
to giving her metahuman powers
club thing to being a monster, basically.
Yeah, she has metahuman powers and then assembles some sort of...
She's like a gremlin. Don't get her wet or feed her after midnight.
We'll see what happened. Maybe her death was all faked somehow.
She got sorted.
I'm just saying, bro.
Shish kebab.
You don't know what they're going to try and brainwash you with.
True. They probably could have used...
That's not what you saw. Oh. It was fake.
It could have been at the Lazarus pit. They could have healed her that way.
Yeah, that's true. And they just didn't show it. And they're just going to create that scene for the next season where
Boom.
Who would take her there?
I just opened it up for
Penguin?
You. I don't know who's taking her there. Ra's al Ghul?
Why would he want to do that?
Why not?
Good point. Fair enough, bro. But I'm excited for them to come back. And like I said about the cartoons, Family Guy, The Simpsons, Bob's Burgers, and The Last Man on Earth. I love The Last Man on Earth. That
I've
show
heard a lot
is
of good
great.
Things.
It is one of the greatest shows, I swear.
But like, there's so many women. There's a bunch of women, but he's still the only man? Or are there other men now?
There's a bunch of people. Yeah, there's like about a handful of people or more now.
So it's not true then?
No, he's not the last man. He thinks he is. That's how the first episode starts.
I've watched the first episode when he was like bowling down the road and like driving cars around.
He kind of just wants to live his life in the end of the world because that's what's happened. Like a disease has killed everyone. They're not zombies. They're just dead. And he thought he was the last man on Earth. And so he's just like living the life. Like, what would you do if you were the last man on Earth? You'd probably live it up. You'd go find the best liquor you could drink. You would go bowling wherever you could.
Yeah.
You'd drive around the country and just do all this stuff.
Break into stores and like wear really expensive clothes and like
and go
sit around and
find some gasoline and like power up some four-wheelers and go,
fuck yeah!
Yeah, and go crazy. Well, so he meets Kristen Wiig's character and she wants to settle down and kind of like have rules again and create society.
Kristen Wiig's
in
the show?
Sorry, I misspoke. She's in the Kristen Shaw.
Oh, okay.
She Kristen Wiig comes in at the end of the last season.
Okay.
And so she's going to be kind of new to this fourth season when they come back. But no, Kristen Shaw meets him in the first episode or the second episode, her character, and she wants to like create rules and try to reestablish society. And then from there on, they meet some more people and it gets really funny.
All right.
Will Ferrell's in an episode for like 5 minutes.
It's on Hulu though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll watch it.
It's easy
I like to
binge
laugh.
Watch because
like
it's so funny. Will Forte is hilarious, and he talks to a bunch of balls like Tom Hanks does on.
Really?
Yeah, except he's got like a whole bunch of them. He doesn't have just one. So, and he like cares about them throughout the whole entire, like even up to season three.
Really? They're still his friends?
He cares about them, yeah.
Aw.
Yep. It's a great show. So I can't wait for that to come back.
I'm excited for Walking Dead to come back.
When does that come back?
October, I think.
October?
Yeah.
Cool.
And also, we get the second season of Stranger Things.
Oh my God. This fall. That's still October. That's Halloween, man.
Right.
I might take that day off just to be Halloweeny and watch Stranger Things all day.
You are totally a Halloweeny.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, I'm too Halloweeny today.
Too Halloweeny. I'm calling it Halloweeny.
I'm calling it Halloweeny. Exactly. That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, it's gonna be a good season for shows. Got some video game news.
Well, oh yeah,
some mini video game news.
I think it's worth it.
Micro video game?
Because I can get hot about this.
Let's get hot.
All right.
Get hot.
The Super Nintendo Classic Edition.
Fuck you guys.
It's like, yeah.
Who doesn't want one?
Immediately.
You want one? You're not going to get one.
I really want one. Because it's small, just like the Nintendo that they made. It fits in your hand. They show in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
It's $80.
Oh, it's more expensive, and you still won't get
one. It's $80, and you still won't get
one. Just means that just means you're going to be $600 on eBay.
It comes out September 29th with 21 games. And yeah, just like that.
Only 21?
Yeah. I commented on it, and I said,
it's more, and you get less.
Yeah. And I said, oh, but dude, there's more bits of graphics, dude, and so much nostalgia. You're paying for the bits and nostalgia. You're going to be so filled with nostalgia. You're going to be oozing nostalgia.
I'm going to be oozing it. I'm oozing.
Yeah, you're going to ooze nostalgia.
All right. What's all on it?
Okay, I wrote a list. And they're good games, but I feel like Tyler definitely has all these games.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Like, he doesn't even need this thing. He's like...
And he's got two.
Really?
Super Nintendos. Not just one, two.
So jelly.
Two Super Nintendos, two regular Nintendos.
Okay, so the first one that's noteworthy to talk about that we should talk about is Star Fox 2 is going to be on it.
Yeah, because there's some like weird history with that.
Yeah, so the Star Fox 2 game was originally being developed for the Super Nintendo when the Nintendo 64 was already in production a year away from its release. And so the creators behind Star Fox or Nintendo or whatever happened, they were like, I think this was a Nerdist article I read, you know, get my info from there.
We'll just repeat what they tell us.
I read a lot of stuff, but mostly I feel like... You can
really
like,
just skip over us and go right to them.
No, because we'll make it hilarious. Hilariouser.
More hilarious.
Yes, more hilarious.
Proper.
Anyway, what was I saying? Put me back on my thought train.
I don't know, man.
We stopped again to pick someone up again. Oh, yeah. Star Fox. So it was originally stopped production because they were going to make Star Fox 64 for the Nintendo 64 console, which was 64-bit. Whoa, Nintendo 64, 64-bit.
So many bits.
So many bits.
They jumped right from 16 to 64. They didn't fuck around in between.
Like, we're going to make that double. And so basically, I watched the gameplay from Star Fox 2, and it's basically Star Fox 64 in a Super Nintendo format.
In 16-bit.
Yeah, like, they kind of scrapped the game and then reimagined it for the Nintendo 64. So really, when you play Star Fox 2 on this classic SNES, which is the only place you're going to play it, unless you have an emulator that you downloaded it from online.
Right, because it didn't exist in cartridge form.
Right, it never made it to cartridge form. So basically, that's how it was created, I guess. A bunch of people kind of put it all together the best they could. And anyway, so it's kind of cool. Like, I watched the Andross battle at the end. Did you ever play Star Fox 64?
No.
Oh, man, that was
I played breaking. The first one.
First Star Fox?
And it was still fun. And then I played a Star Fox for GameCube.
Yeah, that one wasn't the funnest to me. Because if you like roamed around like RPG style.
But you still flew in between missions and stuff. Yeah,
sometimes. I felt like the RPG aspect was a little bit more heavy. Mm-hmm. But some people might like that. I like the flying thing. I'm like flying.
It was fun. It was definitely very innovative.
But the Andross battle at the end of Star Fox 2, when I skipped ahead and looked at it, like, it's pretty much the same thing from Star Fox 64. It's just, you know, not as good looking.
We get Mario, though, too, right?
You get Super Mario World, the first Star Fox game, Donkey Kong Country.
But just Donkey Kong Country? We don't get two?
I didn't get a detailed list. Probably two.
The second one was better.
Final Fantasy III, Street Fighter II, Super Metroid, Super Punch-Out.
Oh, shit.
Those are just... I figured Super Punch-Out was going to be popular among people. I never played it, but there was a bigger list. Like, obviously, I said 21 games, so...
What Zelda was it?
Link to the Past.
Oh, right. That's what it was.
Link to the Past, yep.
Well, I'm going to try to get
which
one.
Which is a good one.
I'll probably try to get one, but...
I would love to have one.
I'll fail miserably.
I would absolutely love to have one. Super Mario World is great. Super Mario...
It looks so nice right there. We could play it while podcasting.
I know. Super Mario All-Star should be on there with for Super Mario, Super Mario 2, Super Mario 3.
Isn't Yoshi's Island on there, too?
No, I think like...
Kirby's Adventure?
Mm-mm. It was all Mario games. Like, I think it was Dr. Mario was on there, and there was a couple other ones, but it was mostly...
F-Zero, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think the racing one.
Yeah.
Possibly. I think that was on there, yeah.
It was like a hover racing thing. Yeah.
No one ever played it.
What? I played it. I loved that game.
No one ever played it.
You're a dick. It was shit on my dreams.
Oh, come on.
Dream shitter.
Dream shitter. That's me. Dream shitter. Yeah, but that'll be sweet, dude.
Hopefully,
I'll get my hands on one. I bet we won't. I commented that on their post immediately. I was like, so I won't get this either, I said. Or something like that.
Did you see that Sega is going to be releasing all their games onto Android and iPhone?
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
I don't know, but I'm pretty excited because there's so many good Sega games.
Sonic 2, bro.
Well,
I know there's more, but I just love Sonic.
They already have that, I think.
Oh. Oh, yeah, you're right.
At least Android does.
What else?
Altered Beast.
Lion King?
No. Well,
Aladdin?
Maybe. Aladdin was so good.
Aladdin was awesome.
Toe Jam and Earl?
I think I played that. Earthworm Jim?
Earthworm Jim? They had so many good games, bro.
I'm trying to think.
Mortal Kombat?
Oh, yeah, absolutely Mortal Kombat.
All those Mortal Kombat games.
That's one, what I two, played and Mortal three. Kombat on was a Sega. Mm-hmm. Yep. Dude, there were so many good Batman games for Sega. Did you ever play any of those Batman games? Like,
I played the Batman game for
when Val Kilmer was
Nintendo.
Batman?
Nintendo.
I think it was when Val Kilmer. No, it was Michael Keaton. It was still Michael. Maybe it was Val Kilmer Batman.
The one I'm thinking of is Michael Keaton Batman.
Was it?
There was
a couple.
And it was for Nintendo.
Yeah, I've played a Super Nintendo one, and I think it was Val Kilmer Batman.
Nintendo had that Super Scope, too. Remember that thing? There was, like, games, but you, like, put a scope on your shoulder, and you had to, like, look through a thing.
Really?
To, like, shoot the screen.
No. I remember Mario Paint. Did you ever play Mario Paint?
No. I've seen it, but I don't even think any friends I knew
had it.
It
was like a mouse pad.
Right.
And a mouse before they were even...
And you could color on your screen.
Yeah, before they were even a thing.
And animate them. You could do all kinds of cool stuff.
I remember using it and being like, this is so weird. No one will ever get used to this.
No, everything is that.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, though.
I'm excited for all the new... I mean, there's a lot of good stuff coming out this fall as far as video games, movies, TV shows.
Yeah, so, it's getting hot. It's getting hot.
We'll have plenty to geek out on.
There's also an Iron Maiden comic coming up. Just because we talk about comics sometimes, I thought, is Heavy Metal Comics its own publishing company or something?
I don't know if they're their own publishing company. They might be through like Dark Horse or through some other independent. Dynamite, maybe.
Yeah,
I know
I'm
the
not
Kiss.
Sure.
I know the Kiss comic is through Dynamite.
It's through them,
right?
It's whoever did the Kiss comic.
Yeah, it's through Dynamite then.
Okay. So, yeah, so that's they're coming out with an Iron Maiden thing after an app. It's based on the app, I guess. There's some sort of weird game called Legacy of the Beast. So it's called Iron Maiden Legacy of the Beast. But that's going to be cool.
I hope it's like...
The artwork looks really cool.
Like, does it look like the old album cover artwork?
Yeah, it's Eddie from like the artwork.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dang. I might get those because that's going to be sweet.
It's about Eddie, and the artwork looks amazing. Like, they show you the first two pages or something in the article that I read, and it looks amazing. Like, the artwork looks cool. It looks really fun. It looks like he's supposed to be, like, searching for his soul that's been separated across the universe or something along those lines. So, I don't know. It'll be an interesting comic book.
I'll check it out.
It's got five runs.
You mean five issues?
Yeah, five issues.
It's just a shorty?
Yep.
If the artwork
5 years of
Iron Maiden artwork
comics,
is good, I'll get it.
It looks really good. It really does.
I love those old album covers. It kind of scared me a little bit. When I was, I think, 8, I had my stepdad put an Iron Maiden poster.
The one with him, the British one?
Yeah, with a British
one. That one's famous. Everyone had that.
Yeah. And also the poster for Ozzy Osbourne, Blizzard of Oz.
I don't know that one.
It's like Ozzy as the devil on the cover.
Oh, really?
Like, they were both kind of weird.
Blizzard of Oz.
I just remember those covers freaking me out.
Yeah, they did me too, but only because I wanted to look at it and be like, I want to know more about why they chose to draw it like that.
Yeah, why is he a dead zombie guy? Half dead guy?
Like, Coheed and Cambria does some good Iron Maiden covers.
Of course they do. They rock. That's like what they are. I don't.
Coke, like, I mean. Yeah, right. Call him Coke.
Coke. It's like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. I just call her KK.
Because you're tight.
I'm like, hey, KK. And she's like, eh. And we're like, eh. Yeah. This is probably what a conversation with them sounds like.
Exactly. It's just like, wah, 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 wah.
Right. It's like listening to the Peanuts parents.
Right.
Except on the phone, whoever. They're way more annoying.
The teacher? Yeah. Wah, 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 wah.
Fuck you, Kardashians. Until they, burn, burn.
Yeah, Iron Maiden's coming for you.
That's funny.
But we can probably wrap up this episode if you want, man.
Word.
We'll come back next week with a lot of comic news. We've picked up some good stuff this week.
Yeah.
Some new stuff started. Shirtless Bear Fighter.
Yeah.
I read it. I laughed the entire issue, so I'm excited.
He's giggling over here, and I'm like,
it's pretty hilarious. Funny. And there's some other new stuff too. Venomverse just started. Edge of Venomverse.
Oh yeah, so you can read that.
Right.
Review that a little bit.
Yeah. So we'll come back next week with some comic stuff.
Yep. It'll be after the 4th of July too. So you never know what'll come
Independence
out.
Independence Day, yeah. Fireworks.
Yep. You never know what'll. Right. Yeah. You guys like those. Wow, you really like those. You're like, that wasn't even funny.
They're going crazy right
now. That's not even funny. Shut up.
All right. No. Let us talk, for fuck's sakes.
Wow, we're such hilarious bastards.
Something like that.
I feel like
At least we entertain ourselves.
Right. I really do.
We'll be back next week, guys. And until then, you have fun and groovy stuff.
Be safe with fireworks.
Yeah, don't blow off any digits.
Yeah, and drive safely too.
All right, see you guys.